Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coggins moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bumbrey moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Coggins moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes who is chasing the ball. Gritch reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gritch scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Gritch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Bumbrey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Ray Lamb now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Powell reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball towards right. Lowenstein catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Williams reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Mike Jackson now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Davis reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bellinger scores. Bumbrey goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.